Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome Saturday night to Mr. D and Uncle Larry Show.
We're going to get it off. They're running. They're at the track. They're going to be coming up with some updates for tonight. Everyone, please hang in there. It's going to be a hell of a show tonight. So everyone enjoy the show tonight. We're going to get it going as of right now. Give me 1 second. I got a caller calling in.
What's happening, guys? What's happening? What's happening? Welcome to the D and Larry Show once more again. I'm doing my usual, running late. We're going to try to make it work. As you guys know, we got a couple things going on this weekend. We got the Dunye event going on. I'm sure a lot of you guys are out there. You got Big Drag event going on today and tomorrow. I'm stuck in a truck once again. I'm trying to find my world's greatest co-host. I'm sure he's out there at Dunye event somewhere. So we're gonna be giving you guys a little live blow by blow description of what's going on at the track as soon as I can get in touch with him. But in the meantime, I wanna give you guys something to think about. And what I wanna give you guys to think about today at the race world is stips. We hear a lot of talk about them practically on every show. Someone is using to his advantage. Someone is using to a disadvantage. My thought for today is there a way to practically eliminate stips to where we can get back to real racing? We want to call it grudge racing, which is nothing but street racing. I want to know, can we really do away with stips and get back to real racing? Well, there are so many guys out here with cars. I even talked to some last week of the Latoni event, which was a great event. Let's give him all the props in the world for what he threw out there last week. Latoni turned out one of the best. You have guys that come on the air. Most of them are from the South. We're not going to throw any stones at the South, but most of them are from the South. And they said the North don't race. Well, I am hoping that between now and before this show off, to get some of my grudging brothers to call in. I've talked to a few during the week. I'm hoping that some of them will call in the show tonight. And I want to try to get them to see if they have seen the YouTube video of the Latoni event. And if they have, I want them to turn around and ask themselves, is the North racing now? See, I've said many times, I've said many times that a lot of guys in the North are not racing because they wasn't prepared to race. If your car is not prepared, you just can't race. But we have some guys that cars are ready. And when I say threw down last week, Latoni had them going, man, like clockwork, back to back to back. He had more racing than he had time, and he bought extra time. So, as I said earlier, with a race event like that, as great as it were, if we could throw stiffs away and get back to racing, do we think we could have increased his racing more, improved on it? Or do we think we'd improve on grudge racing, period? Would it stay the same, or would it change? Looking for some guys to call in tonight. Young ladies, you all out there, I know there's some ladies that love racing, too. I know some that drive the cars, hell, brother, men do. You're more than welcome to call in. I don't want to eliminate you guys by saying guys. I'm speaking to the ladies as well as the men. I want you all to blow the phone up tonight, if you possibly can. Call me from the track. We'll omit the noise tonight. We know there's some background there. But we'll omit the background noise. I want you to give us a call. And let's see, can we iron this stiff thing out once and for all? I also want to call the men instead of texting. They call me when they should, they text when they should be calling. But we want to try to get you guys to blow the phone up tonight. I'm going to see, can we come to a happy medium with this stiff thing? It's, in my opinion, it's hurting racing more so than it is helping. Had a young man that I've been knowing a lifetime came on just on the Big Sham show. And he stated that one of the first things they do is they ask the question, what's your stips? So I'm asking the question, can we get away from that? If you think we can, please, by all means, hit the one button and let Brother D know. here on the D and Larry Show at Clocks Off Radio. Let us know if we can, if you think we can. If you can't, let me know why you think we can't. I'm pretty sure I'm going to hear from Brother DJ Grant down there after DJ Grant and Buck Naked Show. I'll probably hear from Brother Wick, Grudge Race of the Year, you know. But I just want to know, can we get rid of it? And if you think we can't, please tell me why. Inform me on why we can't. If you can, let me know why you can't. I'm going to check with my producer as we go to a little mediocre break. I'm going to give you guys a chance to get you some beer, get you a cold drink. I'm going to get me a cold country time. Let my partner Wick do what he do better, smoking one. And when I come back in about 2 minutes, I'm looking for the phone to be blowing up. Talk to my engineer for a minute. Can you hit that joint for me?
How you doing, champ?
Hey, champ.
What's going on?
Hello, gentlemen, lady. How's everybody doing this evening?
We're doing fine, champ. You ready for next week?
Ready? Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Well, you peoples enjoy your meal. Come on, baby.
Hey!
Yeah, I'm still trying to get in touch with that big head assistant of mine, but I think he out there at the track having so much fun, you don't even hear his phone ringing. I'm going to try to get you guys, as soon as I can, I'm going to try to get you a report on what's going on at the track. Yo, I want you guys to make this noise for a few minutes. I'm around the corner where I can park this thing and get out of this work vehicle and get back to my computer where I can hear you guys much better. But hoping I got a few calls in. Hopefully some of you guys will call in and let's get through this stiff thing. That's one of the main things we want to do tonight. We want to try to solve this once and for all, come to a happy medium on stiff. Do it hurt? Do it help? Can we eliminate it? I definitely want to hear from my brother down south. And I'm going to get you guys something else to think about why I wait on you to call in on that. I was on the air last Tuesday, I believe. Man, hold on, yeah, I'm coming back to you. I was on there last Tuesday, and I heard something about grudge racing rules and regulations. And I had a problem with that. And the reason I have a problem with that is because of one reason and one reason only. When you make rules and regulations, I think everyone from all sides needs to be there. You know, the North needs to be represented. The South needs to be represented. And if that's not happening, how can you expect me to abide by a rule that I know nothing about? I come into an incident where there's a problem in a race, and you're telling me that this is the rule. Well, the first thing I want to ask you is, who wrote it? Who voted on it? And when you tell me this guy and that guy was in, okay, well, who represented me? Because considering I'm from the North, who represented me? Or I'm from the South, who was there to represent me? If I had no representation there, well, if my attorney wasn't there, how can you expect me to abide by it? It's virtually impossible for me to say, okay, I'm going to accept this ruling if I was not represented properly at the hearing of rules and regulations. You guys kind of hold on 1 second. Let me park this thing so I can get out this noise. I know I should have someone calling in, either liking what I'm saying. I'm ready. Okay. How's it going, Race World, Race World, Race World? This is D from the D and Larry Show. We're here in a little quiet area where I can talk to you guys and hear you guys as you call in and talk to me. And like I said before, I was in Illinois, the truck, I know you guys can hear me very well. But I want to run this by you again so we can get a clear view of what I'm asking. I want someone to just blow the phone tonight. Let's try to talk and come to a happy medium on the word stiffs. I heard a guy call in, I won't call no name, but a personal friend of mine, and the first thing he stated was when he booked a race, he said, let's get the stiffs out the way. My question to the race world tonight is that, can we eliminate stiffs? For those that believe we can, call in and tell me why we can't. For those that feel like we can't hit the win button, let me know why we can't. I think we need to eliminate the word stiffs, because I feel like it'll pick racing up. I really think there'd be more racing if we did away with it. But if you feel that there's a difference in what I'm saying, if you differ with what I say or how I think, call in. Hit the one button. Let me know. Hopefully I get some of my fellow brothers from the South. You know, we here at Clock South Radio, we want to incorporate Grudge Inc. into our shows. I freaking their shows, and I know there's a lot of guys from Clock City, other than myself, that frequently call Grudge Inc. shows. Hell, I talked to brother DJ Grant here a couple of days ago for probably an hour. I talk with brother Wick, Grudge Race of the Year, quite often. So let's do this thing, man, as a what it's supposed to be, a brother-to-brother correlation. That's what we're trying to make. We're not trying to do a separation. We want togetherness. This is why my co-host, who I can't find right now, this is why you hear him preach all the time, fellowship, fellowship, because we're not trying to separate. We don't want no big eyes and little U's in drag racing. Now, I'm going to holler at my engineer for a minute and see if I have anyone out there that can hit the one button. If so, I want to start opening these mics up and talk to me. Open the mic up and talk to me if you're out there. If you're out there, hit the one button. I know a lot of you guys are going to be at the track, and you can't hear from them. That's where my co-host is at the track. I'm pretty sure Danielle is having a great event out there. We expect them to. We hope you to. We want them to. Big Drag has said himself that he was going to leave his event and go over to support Danielle's event. And, you know, I think that's a perfect explanation of what we call fellowship. Here's a man willing to leave his own show to go 100 miles away to support another brother and then come back to his show. You know, I think that's just great as far as the drug racing world goes. But I want you guys to hit that one button. If anyone out there, please hit that one button and let me know how do you feel about this thing they call STIPS. Now, I'm going to be on this air from 8 o'clock up until 11 at the earliest. I'll be with you guys at 11 o'clock at the earliest. Hell, I might stay at 12, depending on how I feel. I really feel good tonight. So if the mic starts jumping, like I'm hoping and know they should and will, we're going to stay longer. We're going to stay until 12. But I'm definitely going to be with you guys until 11. And as if I can keep trying, if I can get this co-host of mine, who once again is the world's greatest at what he do, if I can get him on the air, I'm going to give you guys a report as they come on what's happening in the race world, if they're in a race, if one has race. And, you know, bro, D, you know, I don't believe in what I hear some of the guys say, the heavy hitters. I think all my grudge race brothers are just that, grudge racers, drag racers. If you run Lil Tony, for example, he's a new caddy. But I'm sure if he feel like he could beat you, he'd get out with you. And if you want to run for 1,500, 2,500, I'm sure he'd get out with that. So with that being said, do that make him a heavy hitter? He's been with the heavy hitter bet. So I don't classify the Daniels or the Cold Killers or the Keith Armors as heavy hitters and my other brothers are not. Anyone that drag racing, I classify them as a drag racer. They're at first. Well, at first they're a man, then they're a drag racer. So I won't use that word as a heavy hitter. But what I'm going to try to do is give you guys a report on whatever race has taken place, whatever is booked, whoever is locked in. We're going to try to let you guys know it as it comes down. For those that's not there, for those that's there, call in and let me know what's going on. And I can give it to the rest of my race world as we get it. But once again, let me know what you think of this thing, STIPS. Can we eliminate this thing they call it STIPS? That's what we really want to discuss. Can we eliminate STIPS out of racing? Can we eliminate, that's my grandbaby she coming through. I guess you want to talk on STIPS too. We want to know, can we eliminate STIPS, man? They are causing, in my opinion, so many problems in racing. I think they just hit a lot of races. Talk to me.
Brother D, thanks for opening my mic. I want to say, graduation, you got to have STIPS. You know, you might have a guy who might have more power than you do or whatever, you know, trying to make the race right. But I think the STIPS are starting to hurt the game too bad to where some guys just don't want to race, you know. That's just my opinion. But you know, I mean, at Slouch and Lil Tony's race, you seen that the guys they raced, they found a way to race,
yeah.
And they had a good time doing
it. See that. That's why I asked the question, bro. Okay, I'm glad you said that. That's why I asked the question: can we eliminate the word stiff out of racing? And if we can't, then let me know why we can't. And you give me your opinion on why we can't. And when I say eliminate, I don't really mean a 100% eliminate stiffs. I'm basically asking, can we eliminate the BS stiffs? You know, I know you. I want to know, can we eliminate the BS stiffs out of racing? That's really what I want to know. You know, some stiffs are just totally unnecessary. You know, I want to race Lil Tony, but I want him to take his parachute off. I want him to take his Willie bars off. I mean, some stiffs are just totally, I think, unnecessary to get a race off. Those are what I want to know. Can we eliminate?
I agree to that you got somewhat too many stiffs, but then I can't speak for that man because, you know, he's putting his money up on the line. Do you think it's best to say I don't want them troubles, you know?
Well, that's why I asked the question, can we eliminate them? You know, for those that feel like we can't, that might be their answer. Hey, man, I just don't want those troubles. You know, you're just too fast for me. You know, see, back in the days when we raced and we really was trying to race, we had stiffs. They didn't call them stiffs, but we had stiffs. But we did. We made sensible stiffs. Like, you're a 10-second car, you may run 10.50s, and I run 11.80s. Hey, man, I can't beat you here, but if you give me a car and a brake, give me the brake, I'm going to try you. You know, they made sensible stiffs. But some of the stiffs that we hear in racing today, they're just outrageously stupid. I mean, I'm not calling anyone stupid, but if the shoe fit, I want you to wear it because I wear mine. They're just outrageously stupid with some of the things that they're saying today in the race world. You know, you got these cars running at 8 for hit 2 5-second cars. You both run 5.20s, but you want me to take the wheelie bars off and you want me to spray one kit, but I got 3 kits on. My money will allow me to buy 3. You should put more on. If you can't, then you should do something different. And that comes back to when you say, I don't want those troubles. You know, don't be, or should I say, don't make you less than a man. In fact, I think it make you more than a man if you just simply say, hey, man, you're too strong for me. And the type of spot that I'm going to need for you, it's just astronomically crazy to ask for that. So I'm going to pass you on to someone else. I can't deal with that. I think that would make way more sense than it would be asking a man to take the notches off. You run a horsepower, let me spray it in, give me 3 in the break. You know, that's the type of stiff that I think we need to get away from. But in the meantime,
right.
Look at while I'm waiting on those phones, I'm pretty sure that a lot of guys at the track and they just haven't realized what time it is yet. I got a question for you. I heard Cole Killer sold his car. Have you heard anything on that?
What do you say, sir?
I heard Cole Killer sold his car.
No, sir. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I got a call. I think the fan is on.
Is that the fan?
Yeah, this is me. I'll just let you get
through. Hey, fan, how's it going, man? How's it going? Glad to have you.
Everything going good, man. Everything going good. Just tuning in to show y'all our support and everything down this way.
That's good.
Yeah, he did sell his car. I heard a pipe man get on the thing and say he sold it to a guy.
So he did sell it?
Yeah, he sold it. He sold it for 50.
Okay, so do you know if he's putting something else together?
He is putting another car together. It should be ready pretty soon. I think the body was in it. I think he was just freshening up his motor or something to put back in the car. Some of the other guys can tell you more about it, but it should be pretty soon. It ain't no, he ain't gonna have no long, long wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know I got a call, and it was asking me. A call came through, and they said, they heard that Cole Killer sold his car and paid the lockup off. Yeah, see, that don't sound like killer. You know, he's a one shot, one kill guy. He booked it, he's gonna run it. He said, I'm telling you, man, I get from a reliable source that he sold a car. Then I tried calling Wick, you know, someone down that way, but I didn't get an answer from him. He's probably at the track or messing with his car, and he didn't call me back. You came on to us, know that he really did.
Yeah, I heard
so, that. Any races going on down that way this weekend?
We got this 40-50% chance of rain, so they count for the one. We had one in the rain.
Hey, fan.
Yes, sir.
And Mr. D, I just received a phone call. Yes, the car is sold. The car was sold. Mr. William and Plant brought the car after 131.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was fan was saying that the car is sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was one of the guys, Fight Man, got on and announced it on the one of the show, BET show. He got on there and announced it, that it was sold.
Well, fam, wasn't BET event scheduled to go out this weekend?
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it went off, but I know a lot of the guys said they were heading that way, some of the guys, but we got a little rain on this area. We had another event we had to be into, and they canceled it the last minute today. And I didn't hear from nobody yet, but BET, now they'll lift others west and wheels, so they it might be a little clear over there with them than it is with us over here. It's about we about
yeah,
7 hours different.
Oh, okay. Like I said, I know I had called Wick, but I didn't get an answer. Normally he'll call me back if he missed my call. So I figured he probably had to track and didn't hear it. You know. That's why I went ahead and go. I hope it went great for them guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Fred, let me ask you this now. You a man of integrity, a man of truth. I stated earlier, we have a lot of calls, a lot of phone calls, a lot of shows, and they have invested a lot of time in the word stiff. So I'm asking the question to all American great fans that's calling in and that hadn't called, I'm expecting a call, that's waiting to call. Can we eliminate the word stiff? Do you think it would be better for race and we would have more race? Now, when I say eliminate, I'm not meaning 100% eliminate the word stiffs.
Yeah.
I mean, can we eliminate the crazy stiffs? You know, a car that runs 5.0, can a guy that run 5.20s, you know, should he be allowed to just stiff him to death, or can we eliminate that? Or should that guy just simply say, man, I can't run your head up or pass on that?
That. Most definitely, we can eliminate a lot of them stiffs. I think some of them just be made up just to get out of a race, and it just be made up at the spur of the moment. Now, like you say, for you know, I wouldn't ask.
Hold on one minute. Let me holler at my engineer. That's one for me. You keep notes. I want you to write this down. That's one for me. Fans agree with what I said. Go ahead, fan.
Yeah, it's. Like they said, it's a way of getting, to me, they take the stiffs and turn it into a way of getting out of races. When used to be, they took a stiff to get a race. Now people are taking stiffs to get out of it. And that's because I want to let you know I came up to race you, but I'm putting these stiffs in here so I don't have to race you if I'm making any kind of sense. Well, I'm explaining myself. And the reason I say, you know, some guys like to make stiffs to get a race. Now, some of them just out here air hawking and whooping, and if you take that, they're trying to do more trickery into their stiffs. It used to be stiffs was a man-to-man thing. I'm going to be, okay, I see I outclass you, so I'm going to give you something. Then you sit there, and you got to be a man to say, I accept. Yeah, you're right. That's enough. That's all I need. Just give me that chance to whoop you. And when he gives you that chance, you go for it. Now they stiff to get out and to overtake, to make a sure thing that they got a chance of racing and winning. They want to put some, you know, they make it up as they go when whoever is calling them out. So I think stiffs could be regulated, and some of them can be thrown away, like you say, because we didn't have all these stiffs back in the day. I used to go and watch the older guys race and everything. Man, they got down because you didn't have nobody talking about, if a dog don't cross the track with three legs, we don't race. Now, if a dog cross the track with four legs, we don't race. If somebody say they don't like your car, you make me so mad. I'm gonna put that as a stiff out here. Anybody in this crowd say they don't like my car, I'm not gonna wait. That's how dumb some of that stuff sounds. The stiff that they've been making up. So all that.
I agree with you 200%.
Yeah,
I agree with you 100%, fam.
Yeah, it's some dumb filthy out there. I don't even hear where they come up with them. You know, a man can't take them to race, and they know that. So that's how they get out of race. And I think stiffs are made now to get out of race. People are like, some people like to bring their car to the track just to say they came, they were there, they whooped at me, but I wouldn't run them and just to give an argument. Used to be you go to the track, you trying to find your man, you know. It's something needs to be done about it. It should be a stiff book or something. Does that make any sense? They got so many stiffs in the book, and them the only stiff you can use. If you use anything else, it's not considered a stiff. So all that stuff we talking about, we might have 5 stiff rules. And whatever them 5 stiff rules is, we got to hold to them. And I think that might help. Now, that's just me throwing something out there. Now. And if you make up a rule of stiff, and then it ain't in the book, you can't use it. And then we should have about 4 or 5 of them. You can't use it.
What if you went to 2 steps? You think it'd make it better?
2 steps, that's what I say. I'm just using a number, 5. But if it was just 2, you know, 2 to 3, let's be reasonable. Let's say 3. You know, we'll meet in the middle somewhere. Let's say 3. Mm-hmm. 3 good steps.
Fan, I agree with you 100%. This is why I posed the question tonight. I want my fans to call in and let me know, like you just called in, how they feel about this steps. Because your opinion and my opinion is the same opinion. I feel that guys are using stiff to get out of racing in place of getting in racing. And like you said yourself, back in the days when I was racing, we used stipulations to make races. And not to wag on a guy's wagon, but you hear me say this all the time. Most of the time that I've heard the grudge race of the year come up with stiffs, it was to try to make a race, not to make not a race.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm from the North. They can't say I'm being racist and prejudiced towards the South because I give the South the credit where they have it coming. Most of all the time that I hear Wick on the station, man, he uses stiffs. We use them to try to enhance a race, not to decline a race.
Yeah,
and this is why I'm asking the question tonight. Can we live in and fan, we should have been brothers the way we're thinking, because I feel like 2 to 3 steps should be the max.
That's
that should be the max you can use, 2 to 3 steps. You know, I just don't think you should be able to stiff yourself out of a race.
That's what guys
are doing.
That's exactly what they're doing. What they're doing.
I agree with you 200%, fan. I must agree 200%.
And you show up to that race and you know you got 2 or 3 steps, you got to man up and get down. You got to man up and get down. But if I show up to that race and I know I got 1,000 steps, pretty much. If I don't want to race you, I'm going to steal my way out of it. I got it.
I'm going to show you a step that I can't stand. This just aggravates the mess out of me. If that step that be in the lane by 3 o'clock.
I'll be
in the lane by 6. Now, I heard a guy say just the other day on the show, man, that a guy beat him with that be in the lane at a certain time. His car was broke. So he personally went and stood in the lane at that time. And then he told me, you didn't set my car to be here. You said for me to be in the lane, I'm here. That, to me, is one of the craziest things in the world. I can't think of nothing else in drag race I can think of as crazy as that. Being the lane. You know, we locked the money back in the day to race. We may lock our money up at, say, 8 o'clock that morning, 9, 10 o'clock that day. As long as we raced that day, we raced. If you hurt your car, we didn't owe you no lockup money. You fix your car, we come back to race. The lockup money was assured that we raced. You know?
That's right.
And today, these stiffs, man, they use these stiffs as a way of pimping the race game without pimping. That is what
that's
I see. Yeah.
So I think the time in the lane, like you just said, that should be a courtesy. If we agreed to run at 7, 6 o'clock and something happened and I can't be there, I got caught in traffic. I'm coming 15 hours across that highway. I left the best I could. I got in traffic, and I made it there at 8 o'clock. Give me time to shake my car down. The track don't close at 12. Man of man gonna get, they gonna say, man, look, I know we agreed to run at 7, but you here, you the main here, get your ass out there and test your car, get your car set up, and that's right. But you,
that's right.
When you done locked that 15 for 7 o'clock, that's something to bite you every time. You might not be ready. You might have got your tire pressure or did the right hook or the, you know, get your car situated the way you do. Now, I can understand if you got to leave at 7 o'clock and all that. Then walk up to me and say, look, man, I got to go somewhere. I got to be there at 7. I got to leave this track at 7 o'clock. I'll catch you another time. But that don't come up here calling me a faggot and you sorry and I don't whoop you. You owe me my money. Man, that just ain't racing to me. You know, I agree with that.
A man shouldn't call another man out of his name. It should be a gentleman's sport. You know,
a gentleman's sport.
I know it might bring more to the game. Some guys think, but I think I shouldn't have to call you out your name.
It's not part of racing.
And I don't know what's going on at your house, B. If I call you out of your name, I don't know what kind of day you done had at work. I don't know what's been happening at your house and everything. People don't understand. Just because nothing's going on in your situation don't mean the next person ain't got a situation. You say the wrong thing to that man, he might not be in his right mind. And
there it is.
And called him out of his name, man, that stuff just...
Now you done got a whole bunch of junk started for nothing. You got a bunch of junk started that has nothing to do with racing. All because of a word. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Now, Fan, I got another question for you while I got you on there here. Like I said, you're an honorable guy, and a lot of guys that I hear on this show, they tend to take your word because they know you cut it down the middle. How do you feel about calling a payoff, or as they call it, pay the punk out off a win? Do you think that should be classified as a win?
No, I don't. I do not take a punk out of a win. Because
that's another.
Hold on, fan.
Let me holler my engineer once again. That's another one for me. So for Fan, I bad style. That's another one for me because I feel the exact same way. How could you declare a punk out as a win? Go ahead, Fan.
Yeah, who did you beat? You know, if you don't ask this, if I come up and you tell me you want your house brick, and I come up and you got all these bricks in your yard, and I show up and I say, well, I'm tired. I'm going home. Pay me, and I'm paying you for what? My bricks ain't on my house. So how am I gonna pay you for something that you hadn't done? The service hadn't been done. If them two cars don't race, nobody got what they paid for. We paid to see them two cars race. You know, the fan, the people, everybody, you know. And so how can we consider that a race? If me and my buddy over here got you locked in, I got you, D, and then I got Larry, my buddy got Larry, and y'all locked in, and we locked our money in, and we said, okay, that's a race. And then y'all call it off. We got to give our money back. It ain't no race.
Right.
How am I going to look at you and say, your man fucked out, so that's my money? And, man, come on. That can't work that way. That a punk out, I don't care who or what, we can, they can all out until they blue in the face. You can't make me understand how a punk out is a win. How a punk out is a win. It ain't no way.
I most definitely don't see it that way. I'm asking Engineer what he thinks. What do you think, then? Do you think a punk out should be a win? I got my engineer as my co-host tonight. My co-host, Bro Larry, he's stuck at that track up there at Cadova. Yeah, he's not here in front. I think he done lost track of time. He done forgot his own show starting at 8 o'clock. Now, you know a man is having fun when he forget his own show. That man
forget his own show
starting at 8 o'clock.
I got my engineer
help me out tonight as a co-host and kids have to take a break or something. So I'm going to ask him, what do he think? Do you think a punk out being paid off, should you classify it as a win? Is it there? I got a young man out here inside this motorcycle. Bear with me here a minute. Bear with me 1 minute, man. I'm going to get out of the way. Okay, Fred, I'm back. I guess my engineer taking a break himself now. He not even hearing his own mic. Larry can't hear his, and I'm an engineer not hearing his. But I agree
baby
with you.
Baby boy,
whole
baby boy,
baby
boy,
I got a call from the track. I'm sure he's from the track. Fan, can you stay with me a minute?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I ain't going away.
Okay, let's see if we can find out from the track. We're gonna see what we're gonna get reported from the track. I know he's at the track. Baby boy, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby boy, you there? I heard him call baby boy. I don't know if he dropped off. But I heard him call his name. Baby boy, you there? Going one time. Baby boy, come in, please. Baby boy, come in, please. Well, fam, we gonna go back to where we was at. He called back. I'm pretty sure his mic dropped.
Okay.
But, fam, I definitely agree with you. I don't see how in the world you can call a park out. First, I don't say take it the way they do it, no way. Because I've seen a sticker without a gun. And second thing, I definitely don't see how they can call a park out as a win. The only way I can classify a win as if two cars can go down the track and one get there, whether it be the eighth of a mile or a quarter mile, makes me no difference. I just prefer the quarter mile, but whichever part of that mile they're running to, one car has got to get there ahead of a car, and one got to get there behind the car. The one get there last loses, the one get there first wins. That,
right,
to me, is a win. And I don't see how him paying the park out off or not paying the park out off has anything to do with a car getting there first or a car getting there second. I just don't understand it. I've heard that argument several times.
That is not a win. That no matter how you cough it up or whatever, you can't win nothing that never happened. You know, for the race. That's what it's called, a race, a girls race or a street race or whatever. I can't. I've seen people have money on the line and they get the race and you done drove 1,400 miles. And then I say, look, man, let me help you out with your gas. That's just being an honorable racer. You know, I'm not committed to that or whatever, but I'm going to say, hey, let me throw you something for coming this far. I know, my car didn't make it. You made it and everything. But you can't say you win. That's not a win. You know, you put up your money, your punk out money, and that's just – you got that because that's what you put up. You know, I've seen people go and put in, but you heard that term where you put a down payment to run your credit and that they charge you $50 to run your credit. You don't get that money back if you're not qualified to get that car.
That's it. You don't get it. It never happened.
You know, that's where I look at that punk out money. That's just something that if you bet $500 for a punk out, you know, and you get paid to punk out, you just take your money as a punk out. But for the win, I can't see that. I can't see a win as punk out money.
I just don't see how they do it. I really don't.
Hey,
talk to
him. Hey, D, you got baby boy on.
Oh, you back? Okay, let's try. Hold on, fam. Let's see what baby boy gives a report here. Baby boy, you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was just trying to come in and support the show. I love you guys. I was trying to come in to say what I needed to say, but I didn't make it to Donyang's race today because I was working. They had me bottled up. But what's going on with you, Mr. C, today?
Well, I got the fan from the south on, and my engineer. We can't, for some reason, I can't seem to find my co-host. I think he's out there at Donyang's show. Having such a ball, I think he don't get his own show at all. Because we've been calling and we can't get him on the phone. But however, I got my engineer sitting in as a co-host tonight until we get in touch with my original co-host. I got the fan here from the South giving us a little insight on what he thinks. And we're taking a topic tonight. And I'll let you give us what you think. The topic that we're taking tonight was this. Is there a way that you think we can eliminate stiffs in drag racing? And the reason we say that, we're not trying to eliminate stiffs as 100%. We want to eliminate 90% of them. Because the fan and I agree that 90% of the stiffs today is put into play not to race versus 90% being put into play to race. So my question to you, baby boy, is do you think we should eliminate stiffs down? And Fan gave a very good scenario because actually taking the words out of my mouth. I think we should have a minimum of 2 to 3 stiffs. We both agree on that. We're asking you, do you think we should put a minimum amount of stiffs into play?
I don't mean to cut you off, host, Mr. D. I really don't think that you need to allow. You can have 100% stiff, but the thing is about it. This is the thing about it, Uncle D. It's this here, man. That's the reason I had the show last night about people that don't know what the fuck's going on. Stay out of them people's business because it caused so much not knowing what's going on to another person that had his money and he didn't realize what was going on and then he tried to stipulate some shit that wasn't value to the race. So my thing is this here. Stiffs are okay because you always come around where a guy gave if he thought he was faster than a guy, he say, well, I'm going to whoop you anyway, and I just need a certain amount of cars to get away from you, and that's a stipulated race, okay? Now, but you got these new guys that come in and say, well, he said that wasn't right, and he said, and who the fuck is he say? You got so many people that's in the middle of two drag races that it won't happen like we saw last weekend at Martin, Michigan. At Martin, Michigan, we saw 40-something drag races, 43, 44 drag races, back to back to back to back. They raced so long. I brought my mother, man. My mama said, you know what? If they get their dumb ass off the line, you can have some more racing. Because they couldn't even run a shootout. They had to pull all the cars that was going in for battle up to go down the track. So what I'm saying to the topic is there's a lot of guys that don't know stipulations. First of all, they don't know the stipulation that's going on with two guys. Stay out of their business. The guy that don't know what's going on, stay out of their business. Please do that. And second of all, let the two races race. I'm betting on the wind light. So how I'm betting on the wind light is this here. I'm a fan. And by me being a fan, I'm in the stand. So I'm going to say I want the yellow car and you want the white car. If the yellow car wins, guess what? I don't care what they got going on. I don't care.
Baby Boy just made a hell of a point he just made. Go ahead, keep preaching, baby boy.
No, I'm not. What I'm doing, I'm not preaching about it. What I'm saying to a lot of people, they not realizing what they're doing to the racers that's really trying to grudge with other guys that they think they can beat. Don't tell me I can't beat one. I know, and that's what I'm saying. Don't tell me I can't beat.
Let me fuck my own money. Babe boy, hold on. Let me ask you something here. Imagine this. You said they're not realizing what they're doing. And I'm going to go back to what Fay and I agreed upon. Do you really think they're not realizing what they're doing? Or could it just be they're doing what they're doing as a way of getting out of that race?
This is why we
asking the question. Should we? Hold on. Let me finish. I'm going to let you go back. This is why we're making the statement. This is why we made the statement earlier. Should we, and Fans even came with a better idea than I had. I like his a lot, but I like my own. Fans says we have a rule book now in play, courtesy of the South, not the North, and I'm going to speak on that later. But why don't we make a rule book for stiffs? Eliminate the silly ones, the one that makes no sense at all, the ones that take away from racing, and let's just put into play the ones that's going to enhance racing. We want increased racing, not decline racing.
And that's what I'm trying to elaborate on the topic because you got so many guys out here that say, well, if you don't look like me, I ain't gonna run you. You can have Willie Bonds, this and that. It's certain guys that's out of the country that's not from the north, that's in the south, is all around the country. I want you, he don't give a fuck how you look. If he think he can beat you, guess what he going to do? He going to get to that water box, and he going to try to knock your head off at that light. So my thing is this here. People that don't know the stipulations that's going on with that personal race, they didn't stipulate that much. That's why you had so many races at Martin last weekend, because they stipulated their personal race and they race, man. They race back to back to back. How in the hell are you gonna have so many stipulations and they just race back to back to back to back? You know why? Because somebody went in their business. Somebody mind their own fucking business. I'm gonna do 100%. I'm gonna do 50% of my own business. I'm gonna do another 50% staying out of your business. If I do that, guess what? I'm winning.
But the question at hand, baby, the question at hand that we'll say here tonight, what we asking tonight is that can we eliminate a lot of these stiffs? We're not even concerned right now. We'll get on that later. As far as always going to be people in someone else's business. You know, I heard a song years ago, did a song that takes 6 months to mind your own and 6 months to leave other people alone. So we know that's just the way of the world. That's the life. You know, I had people in Jesus Christ's business. So we're not going to even elaborate on that. What we want to know tonight is can we write a book and eliminate 90% of these unnecessarily show-stopping stiffs? Not show enhancement, but show stopping steps. Okay. Not show to go. Like I hear BT, in Wednesday the other day, you're trained to go. I think the title to BT show, if they got it off today, was called Trained to Go. We want to know, can you eliminate the untrained racers and make the step rules that the trained to go racers want to use be a law? Because if you are truly trained to go, you're not using that many steps. You're trying to use a bare minimum amount of steps because you want your race to get off. So my question to you, as we get back to where we was at, should we eliminate 90% of the steps that we're using, which makes no sense and are designed solely to stop racing, not enhancing?
And the first rule, if they write a rule book, if you agree to the rule book, I agree to the rule book as far as grudge racing, yeah, they should have a book to say, well, stipulations in grudge racing. And the first stipulation is this here. First rule of the rule book is this here. I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave the subject alone. Mind your own fucking business and let the race go off. And if that's just point blank period. I'm going to say it just like that, and who else don't like this? Listen, guess what? I said,
but
and
baby,
I'm going to stay behind you.
Baby, mind your own business is not a step. We study act. I'm asking you.
What you
we'll
said,
get
you
on this.
What I said.
Hold on. This is not the Kelly and Joe show. This is the D and Larry show. I'm the host tonight. So now. And let me get this in. I want you to answer. I want your opinion. I want you to elaborate on what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that we're not talking on people's mind and your business. We know people's going to be in other people's business. That's the way of the world. I want them to stay out. But what I want to know from you is that, the only thing I want to know from you, I want you to elaborate on, is that do you think we should, could, and can eliminate 90% of the steps because they are unnecessary. They are showstoppers, not enhancements. They don't do anything to bring grudge racing to pass. They do everything to stop racing. You know, fans said earlier, steps today mostly are done to stop racing, not to bring it to pass. So our question to you is that, do you think steps can be eliminated that are not necessary to get a race off?
What I'm saying to you, you're not listening to what I'm saying to you. What I'm saying to you is this here. I will agree 100% with people staying out of the grudge racing seen making races go off. I would love to see the BETs, the guys without the cameras, and just say, well, turn the light on down there and put a guy at the front of the track and the guy at the back of the track. But I had the same conversation with Drag last week before last, and Drag say, well, how we going to have a professionalism in grudge racing? And I say, Drag, what you mean? He say, well, you got guys that's coming from the street, right? I say, yeah. He say, you're going to have a whole lot of BS that goes along with it. So what your question to me is, can we get rid of 90% of the BS that have these guys racing? Yes, you can. If somebody mind their own fucking business. That's what I'm saying to you, brother. What I'm saying to you and everybody that's listening, if everybody do what they part, you don't got to do none of that. Let the brake go. Get in the water box, let the brake go. Don't worry about if Tony Bass got a 28 on.
Baby boy, check this out. Once again, I hear everything you're saying, but that has not answered the question that we're asking. We're not trying to get off our topic tonight. I'm trying to hold to the topic. We want to hold fast to what our topic is. Our topic is stips. It's going to always be somebody that don't even have a race car, probably never had a race car, know more about the other man's car than he know himself. That's been a thing in the past since history has been part of life. And that's from the beginning of time. That's going to continue to be. So we're not going to even get into that right now. Maybe the last 30 minutes of the show, we'll elaborate on that. But right now, we want to know about stips and stips only. If you run 5-0 and I run 490, is it fair for you to come to me and tell me, take my parachute off, take one nitrous kit off, take one carburetor off, give me the break to the 8th? Do you feel that's too many stips? Or do you feel like you should just say, hey, man, I don't want those problems? Baby boy, you there? Fan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I think we lost baby. He'll call back. Baby is one of our co-hosts from the Cadillac and Joe show, and he does a great job over there too. Let me say, him and Cadillac are doing a fantastic job, man. They come on Friday night. I listen to their show every night. I really enjoy myself with 99% of things that they come up with. The other 1%, I think I'll be eating. I can't hear it. But I'm just trying to give the hold to and understand where he's at. You know, I want to try to give the hold to the topic tonight, not go around or go off base. I understand exactly what he said. But, you know, it's always going to be somebody's business. It's always going to be somebody. I know more about fan business. I know my own business. That's always, especially as a kid of man.
That's true.
You know, and it's going to continue to be. That ain't gonna go nowhere. We would like for it to go away, but it's not.
Yeah.
And we know it's not. So seeing that we know it's not, I think the best thing to do in a situation is just not even waste your time on that.
Because you got a lot of professional racers that came from the street. So you can, if it get organized, just like what you're saying, if we get a book for the stiff, and we start just breaking all this stuff out in the north, south, and everybody voting on everything, and we come ahead and grab all this stuff together, it can get professionalism. I mean, anybody can bring quality to anything. You can take quality and put it into a murderer's hand and change him into a respectable person. He might be a murder somebody, but he can always be changed and shaped into a decent human being. So by this coming from the street, I think that's an excuse saying it can't get to be a professional sport. A lot of the drag racers that's out there, they came from the street. I look at footage on John Force. A lot of them guys, they did their grassroots racing on the street. Their dads, you know, moonshine runners. I'm just, you know, from everything that you can think of. But it's a time when you put rules in place that can cut out a lot of, and that's what you're saying. If we can knock some rules in place, we'll know what we can ask for and what won't hold up some land.
Well, we can't. That's right. Now, listen to this, man. Check this out.
Yeah.
Check this out. I'm sitting there looking at this board, and I want you to hang in with me. I'm enjoying you being on. I'm almost going to make you my coach for tonight. But I got a young man that's actually him and I. It's funny because him and I didn't quite get along the first time we met, but then we got a chance to know a little bit about each other, not in person, but on the phone. And now we have nothing but mutual respect for each other. I see he's on. I'm going to see, can I get him in and let him give me the insight of what he think on this fifth thing. Brother BET, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, bro.
Hey, what's happening, Brother BET? First of all, let me say this. Did your show go off today?
No, my show tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. Okay.
Yes, tomorrow.
How's weather looking for you?
We're looking good. We down to 0%.
Okay, that's good.
Yes,
Brother BET, can you? My grandmother, she wants to act up now. I guess she wants the mic. Can you give me a little insight on what you think as far as these stiffs go? I told them earlier. I heard Brother BET say the other day that a slogan that I grew to love the time I heard it is called "Train to Go." And most of the time that I hear the guys that's truly trained to go, they're not trying to step out of a race. They're trying to step into a race. And when you step into a race, I feel that you use a bare minimum of steps. And like I said earlier, I give Wick nothing but credit because I see him all the time trying to use steps to enhance a race, not to eliminate a race. Well, give me your opinion on this step thing. What do you think about that?
Well, we do try to keep it at a minimum because, like I said, the camp that I roll with, they're racing anybody, man. They trying to race. The ones that come up with all these stiffs and shit, they really ain't trying to race. They're avoiding racing. That's why they're coming up with them. And you got a good thing going on. But I just, before I get in there, I just want you to know, do not ever have that guy on your show you just had on the show, man. That guy ain't got nothing but hate in his motherfucking heart for me. And exactly, that's exactly what he was speaking on from the time he come on the show. That's why you told him, hey, man, you just
hold
on,
hold on, hold on. I won't say, no, he don't have hate in his heart. I won't say that.
He ain't mentioned nobody. He wasn't speaking on nobody but me, man. If you couldn't get that out of that, D, now, goddamn, you ain't as sharp as I thought.
No, it's not hatred. It's just that he's not just speaking of you. Just last week,
he didn't call nobody else. He said BT and goddamn his cameraman.
Well, truthfully,
that's exactly what he said.
Truthfully, I probably had put my phone down because my grandbaby acting clown right here with me. And I'm not saying you wrong. I missed the name calling because
he's
not calling
spade
a spade. If it's a spade, it's a spade.
He confused you and your whole audience about your question. You started telling him what you're looking for. He ain't trying to talk about that.
The thing is, if it's a spade, I have to call it a spade. I can't call it nothing else but what it is. And like I say, if he did call a name, it had to be why I laid my phone down for a second. My grandbaby was acting up. But I will say this, he encountered a situation last week a couple of times at the Tony show. And it came about where, you know, people were causing a confusion in the race when it had nothing to do with the race. And that's where he came on. Now, whether it's something that you feel directly towards you or not, you know, me, myself, like I told when the show first came on, I can only cut it one way or down a million. I address that to him myself and see if I get some more clarity on that since you feel that way. But I don't think that's what he was doing.
Ask Fan, did he call my name?
No. One thing for sure, you ain't got to read it live. You say he called your name. I'm just saying I didn't hear it because it had to be during the time I had laid my mic down to go and take care of my grandmother so I can get to know us out. But I had to mute my own mic. I don't want to mute no one else's mic. I just don't want to mute my own mic when I'm supposed to be the host of the show. But if that's what he did, you know, that's what he did, and we'll address that we here at clocksoft.com, man, we're not into throwing a stone. We don't, we believe in, we here to uplift drag racing and whatever the cost might be. And throwing stones at BET, Grudge, Inc., J-Bonds, Wick, whoever the case might be, is not the way to do it. So therefore, we don't do that here. You know, we don't
well,
do that here.
I appreciate your logic on your show, and I appreciate that. My whole thing is this, everybody know what BET do. If BET wasn't in it, my investigators doing work out there, if BET wasn't in it, then the world wouldn't know. I bring shit to light. You understand me? And when I lock a race in, I have full authority to do that from my camp. They give me full authority to do that. And that's
okay.
What I do. Now, I pour gas on a motherfucker to get them to race. I don't try to. I'm just like a, I'm just, they said agitator and goddamn it, he said agitate and instigate. They say I'm an instigator. No, I'm not an instigator. An instigator is to push. I don't push. Agitator is to pull. I'm an agitator. I pull. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I pull guys in the grudge race. I don't push them out of it.
Okay.
Instigator pushes out of it. I'm just like the washing machine. I'm an agitator.
Okay. Push is a good thing to be when it comes. That's a good thing to be when it comes to racing. You want to agitate racing because, like you said, that will enhance the racing. So I ask you this question, then, bro, because now to have you here. Fan and I, we in total agreement of this stiff thing has just gone too far, and we've had quite a few shows, especially here on Clocks Off. We've had quite a few shows, man, here on this stiff this and stiff that. Now, I heard on Bro Dog's show the other day. Or was it Jay Bond show? I think they tied it together. And the thing came up about a rule book. Well, I said then, and I say now, how can you make rules if all parties are not represented? If there's a representation, which as of to this day, I haven't heard of anyone from the North that was sitting in on this committee when these rules was laid out. With that being said, how can you expect me to buy them if I don't know them, if I wasn't representing their firm? You know, if my lawyer wasn't there, I could beat their case with an acquittal because I was not represented. So fans said the same thing that I said. Do you think we should have a limit on these stiffs, 2 to 3 stiffs? If that don't get the race off, shouldn't you go to someone else to race because you're out of class or out of your class? What do you think of that?
Yeah, them guys just stiff because they don't want to race, man. That's just bottom line to it. That's where they come up with all this shit. They know a race ain't gonna happen. I was on a show last night, and I'm going to tell you. We was out in Texas, and this guy stood on 29-inch tire, small block, nitrous. And we had a little 28-inch tire, stock suspension, small block on nitrous. And we tried to race the guy. This guy wanted the back tie and the move. Now, he got a bigger tie than we got. He claimed he's heavier, but he's not. And he wanted the back tie and the move. So now why he just couldn't say, man, I can't do nothing with you, man?
Make more sense, don't it?
Make more sense. He did not want to fucking race, man. He wasn't trying to go. You know what I'm saying? And we argued for damn near 2 hours about that, about him doing that. And exactly, you know, if this guy don't want to race, man, don't be coming up with these outlandish-ass tips. You need the back tie and the move. Man, come on, man. That's just crazy.
But,
yeah, those guys need to be, goddamn it, need to be follow the book. You need to write that goddamn in the stip.
Uh-huh. Well, hang around, BT. Hold on a second. We're going to – I just got a text here that says my co-host, who I've been looking for since 8 o'clock, has finally decided here. I think he has it. Took the ball. He forgot his show came on. I got Bro Larry here. Bro Larry, you on there?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing, man?
You hear what I told him about, Joey? I told him about, I think he had an event. I believe he had so much fun. He forgot his own show started at 8 o'clock.
Man,
but for
I mean,
old,
hey, man,
there, this is
man.
My co-host, Bro Larry.
Hey, man. Hey, you want to know something? I got so caught up out here, I'm trying to wait for the Dunya and Tony Bynes saga, and I've been ripping and running back and forth, checking back and forth to see if this race is going to get off, you know. And You know, that's one of the main events everybody want to see, you know.
Let me ask this now. Is Tony and Danielle locked in?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
But I will say this much.
Okay.
Danielle look like one of them damn, what's the name of them things that go up in the air when they get ready to go into Mars?
The one in rocket ships.
No, sir, the other one. That space ship. He look like a goddamn space ship, man.
Hey, I got BET on the line. I don't say that too loud.
Yeah, whatever, brother. Damn, Larry. Hey, he's fucking flying, ain't he, Larry?
Man, listen, man. I'm still waiting. I got it. I got the old one. I'm still waiting on this to see if it's gonna materialize.
Okay.
Run around back and forth because this is what everybody waiting to see, you know. They've been had a good shootout. We waiting on this one grudge run, you know, and it has taken place yet.
Let me ask this now. Have Dougie made a shakedown run today?
Yes, he has.
Okay. Well, do they have Brooke Keith and the Blue Monte Carlo and the Bergman Chuck? Are they there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nothing happened with
them tonight? And SBO is looking real good, too. We got three of them here. He just about got his car straightened out. I'm pretty sure by now, you know. I don't know exactly what his plans was. I don't know if his plan was to just come here and just sit it down for today and try to get ready for tomorrow. But, you know, they're over there working on it, not trying to get it together. Hold that.
Hold on, bro, Larry. Hold on for a second.
Sure.
BET, you there now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let me ask you something, BET. I'm the middleman here. I'm just hosting the show. And not trying to start no man, so I'm going to call Bro Wick myself and ask the same question.
Put it through that.
Are you guys going to try to run Danye? You just waiting to come down that way, or are you guys going to try to come up here? Well, what's happening with that? I can't say what car y'all would try to run in with, so I have to ask you, if you do, what car would you guys be trying to run in with?
Yes, sir. We're going to run him with our fastest horse. You know, fastest horse of that day, we're going to run him.
Okay.
We're looking for him. We're coming next week to Big Wayne, to Milan. And we was hoping he'd be there, but he locked in to go south. So we're coming up there for him. But
now, what are you guys bringing? You know what all you guys bringing up next week?
Yeah, we bring Candy Kang and Junior.
Okay.
He's on the list. Everybody that's on 29 is on the list, man. We got three cars on 29. We got Shawty. We got Candy Kang. We got Mrs. Gangster. And out of them three, we plan on taking all the fast 29 guys out with him.
So he's definitely on the list to be here.
Oh, he's definitely on the list.
Okay. You see him there?
Yeah, they just got Tony Bryan's car fired up. He just got his car fired up. You know. So.
Now, which car Tony just got fired up now?
Rambo.
Oh, that's the one he's going to run down here with? If they race.
Yeah, that's the one down here
you want to
race.
But, BET, how you think that's going to go if they get it off?
Danye going to kill it.
Man, what you think of that, man?
Gene Trent is better than I could ever say it. He's good as dead from what I saw, though. He's good as dead.
You think he's good as dead?
Yes, sir. Danye want to run in with a pass. Hey, look here, D. Now you know the car that Danye just beat up in Martin was the same car that beat Tony Bynes in goddamn.
Thank you.
In Chicago, I'm gonna say up there at Biz.
Well, they told me Tony Bynes. Now we understand the Biz that Tony Bynes had a problem.
Huh?
I heard Tony Bynes had problems.
Yeah, he got problems. He got problems. He ain't fast enough.
Okay.
That's a goddamn problem.
you can hardly trap up out there. You don't get trapped up too easy.
Now, you know, I'm just keeping it 100, man.
Yeah.
That ain't fast enough.
Nah. So you think it's the lane.
You see what Donye did to that car that beat him? Shit me.
The DC, that's my same scenario. That's what I got out of it. I looked at that the same way. I said,
damn right.
He beat the hell out of that damn orange car. That's what you think. And that orange car, that where that other car beat Tony Brown.
Well, let me ask you guys this here. Our topic for tonight was steps. And we're holding to that. But seeing that you guys say that, I want to add a little twist to that. And this is not me, you know, I don't throw stones. You know me, I'm a man of my word. I speak what I say. I speak what I think, and I say the way I want to be said. But yeah. I'm going to say it this way because I want some answers, not no argument. Do you think that posting videos of racing, is that hurting racing or helping racing? Who
is going to interrupt me? I'm trying to give y'all an update report. They got it fired
come
up.
On, with,
I don't know if they it looks like they're getting ready to try to go back to the line again. So we'll see what happens.
Is Tony going for a shakedown, Larry, or is it him and Donye trying to go?
Donye did his shakedown already.
Okay.
Tony went to go to the line to do a shakedown, and he had to pull off the line. And he had to pull off the line, and when he pulled off the line, he came back and stuff, and then started messing with his car. So from that point in time on, we don't know what's happening.
But do the track got a curfew, Larry?
Still trying to wait to
get it confirmed,
whether or not. I just have a little bit. Get it confirmed whether or not this race is going to take place.
What's the latest they can be open there? Brother?
Yes, sir.
BET was asking a very valid question there. What's the latest they can be open there? Do you know?
I think it's 11 o'clock.
11, okay.
Yeah, but I think some people are going to stay over because tomorrow is going to be another race taking place here.
Yeah, bro, Terry got a race
tomorrow is... It's Terry's race. Chase Buddy Terry, the one got the Monte Carlo.
How's the turnout there, Larry? You get a good turnout there today?
Mo.
Bro Larry, you there?
Yeah.
How's the turnout? Did you get a good turnout there?
Larry.
Okay, brother.
Oh, boy.
Larry, fell down, D.
What's happening, Mr. D? What's going on?
For you guys that I have on air here, I have the president of Clocks Off. It's all with me now. He's going to give us a little summary of what he's heard or what he's seen for today. Bro Gunny, you there?
Hey, what's happening, Mr. D? What's going on, bro?
Come on in. Another day. We're trying to make it work here over at Clocks Off.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? How's everybody doing tonight? Uncle Larry, if you can hear me, I'm here. I'm just tuning in, listening to the topic tonight. Mr. D, I'm going to make it short. They say I'm a little long-winded, but I got to agree. Most of these guys with all these crazy steps, they really don't want to race. I've been saying for years that the only way that I'm going to fire a man or attempt to put a man in a hot seat is if I know he doesn't want to race. You know what I mean? And there's, you know, to everybody that's out there racing, there's no shame in losing. In my opinion, there's shame in bringing your car to the track and not doing nothing. You know what I mean? Even if you go out there and run for $100, you can grab a man by the tail, and you know what I'm saying? You can run for $100, $200. Stay in your lane and do what your pockets allow you to do without hurting your household. But, get out there selling wolf tickets, you know what I mean, and wasting my camera time. You know what I mean? Try to bring it to the fans and try to bring it to other racers and show other racers what you're doing. That's a waste of my time to run over there and listen to you jawjack for 15, 20 minutes and tell straight lies. Then you have racers out there, in my opinion, that they will race, but they want you to hand them a guaranteed win. You know what I mean? Instead of them racing your ET, they want to race your car parts. And me, myself, personally, I can't stand to race at that race car parts. I hate them. I hate them worse than I hate them worse than God hates sin. You know what I mean? There is some validity in racing car parts, but they take it too far. And so far as the rule book, Mr. D, what rule book?
Okay.
What rule book should be developed on stips? Hell no.
Let me say this, Brogan. Hold on a second. Now. Here's what we're asking. And so far, I hope my engineer is still listening because it seems like I'm batting 1,000 because I've gotten 3, and I think I got 4 with BET that totally agree with what I said. Because I said earlier, BET has a show coming up next week, and I think the title is called Train to Go. And I think that's a perfect title for someone that's truly trying to race. If you're truly trying to race, you train to go. And when you train to go, you use, you know, I use drag a lot of time because him and I got a lot of time together, like about 35 years of friendship. But in this instance, I use my newfound friend who I've never met in person, but we've met over the phone, man, and just kind of like just hit it off, and that's Brett Wick, the Grudge Race of the Year. I hear Wick all the time use the stiffs to create a race, not to decline a race, but to enhance a race. Those stiffs we can live with. So Fan and I asked the question, should we eliminate this down, can we eliminate this stiff thing down to say 2 to 3 stiffs? If 2 to 3 stiffs don't get Brooke Gunny and Mr. D locked in, then we need to leave that race alone and run somebody else. That's what we mean about a law book, about a book. The other book was that I heard on the dog show, Jay Barnes, like I said earlier, Bro BT probably can tell you more about it than I can, seeing that he's down there. It was a topic came up about the rules, and they said dog was the chairman of the rule committee. My question was, who from the north sat in at this committee? If there was no lawyer there to represent my side, then the judge is going to acquit me of all charges. In other words, you cannot expect me to abide by some doggone rules and regulations when I had no input with my attorney on the making of them.
Mr. D, can I interject real quick? Can I interject real quick? Mr. D, I clearly understand and I agree with exactly what you're talking about. Now, I'm going to say this, Mr. D, whether it's BET, whether it's you, whether it's Larry, Leroy, Lil Tony, Witt, Tony Bonds, whoever it is, when we as fans and we as racers hear these crazy stips, we automatically know the next guy is not trying to race. You understand what I'm saying? We know. I mean, it's no rocket science. You don't need to be a brain surgeon to figure that out. So at that point, it's up to you to just walk off and leave it alone. You're not going to make this man go no matter how hard you try. And you can even start to see in the crowds now, you know, I mean, everybody goes over to the crowd. Everybody goes over to the huddle to hear that joke and hear the Jones and the funny talk. But, man, after it goes on for 3 to 5 minutes, man, if it's not Tony Wright just putting on a show for the crowd, that begins to immediately disperse because we all know what it is, bullshit. Now, let me add this to it right here.
You sound like real BET now.
Hey, you know what, Mr. D, you know me, I'm not going to pull no punches. I'm not going to pull no punches, and I'm definitely going to say what's on my mind. I try to deal with tact and cool, but at the end of the day, the truth is the truth, and we got to bring these folks to the light.
That's right.
So, you know, the next thing I want to say is this, Mr. D. Will you allow me to come into your house and run your house? Just because you invited me into your house, can I come over to your house and take over?
And the answer is hell to the no.
Hell to the no. Okay, now let me ask you this. If I got my car, and this is my car, my money is in this car, you bet not come to me talking about something. You got to abide by these rules. You ain't put no motherfucker, you ain't put no money in this car talking about something I got to do. No, I'm going to do just what I want to do. And forget what you're talking about. Because this is my car, this is my money, and I'll take whatever steps, and I'll put whatever steps that I feel. You know what I mean? And I also know how to decline a race and recognize when somebody doesn't want to race, and I don't have to entertain it, or they don't have to entertain me. I mean, see, all this man, put the I'm gonna say what I've been trying to do from the beginning. Put the power back in the racers' hands. Let the racers do what they need to do. Hell, grudge racing been alive and kicking for how many years, Mr. D?
I'm here. Go ahead, bro, guys. Keep going.
How many years have grudge racing been alive and kicking?
To my knowledge, I think 3 years, I believe. I believe 3 years that I know of.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're saying grudge racing has been dead for the last 35 years?
Oh, no. I'm wrong. I thought my bad. I thought you said Grudge Inc., bro, guys. For some reason, I thought you said Grudge Inc. Now, I've been drag racing. They got this new name called Grudge Racing because it's truly drag racing. And I've been drag racing since I was knee-high to a duck. I've been at this thing over 40 years. Over 40 years I've been at it. And it was a world of racing before I came on the scene because my uncles did it. My father did it. And I've been at it 40. So it's been alive and kicking for years.
My point is, if drag racing ain't been broke in over 60 years, what the hell makes us think that we can come in and improve upon it? You know what I mean? The race has been doing what they've been doing all these years, and they've been doing a fine job. Now, the only new twist to this road racing slash drag racing is that we started to organize, and we started to figure out, hey, there's money in this right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the people of the mind decided, once certain people figured out that there's money in this, then that's when all hell broke loose. Because if you can control the rules and you can make everybody play by your rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you control the motherfucking bank. And once you control the bank, you can push in or push out who you want to. You can punish who you so choose. When you say choose to punish mm-hmm. this person, punish that person. That's when the game
right.
gets crazy. But anyway, that's what all that is about to me. And my thing is, there's nothing wrong with coming together in drag racing. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with coming together in drag racing. And I think that drag racing should be came together. But how to do it? That's the fine line between love and hate. And I'm gonna stop being long winded. I'm gonna turn it over. Any somebody else can speak. But
okay, bro, Gunny, can you hang around for a minute? I got a young man here that I frequent his show quite often, and for some reason or another, he decided he would pay me a visit tonight. And I want the world to know he's world renowned in the South and the North. He's been at this thing for a long, long time. I got a chance to meet the young man last year.
All right, y'all, Tony Bynes has hit it to the line.
Okay, breaking news. Tony Bynes is going to do a shakedown. I hope that Donnie ain't going to smash his ass. Let's all welcome Bro Dog to the show. Bro Dog, get here.
Yeah, man, I'm just here listening. Y'all got some good stuff going. I'm just letting back listening now. Good evening, everybody out there. And what Gunner Pitch said was 98% right.
I seem to have a little background noise now. I'm going to assume that's right.
One thing he said, you can't, I don't give a damn who you is, you can't organize grudge racing. And that's where a lot of the shit come in, that you can't organize grudge racing. And, D, I heard you talking about the rules on the committee. Now, if it was up to me for a committee, I wouldn't want no more than three people at the most. I'm going to tell you why. Because if you got a whole bunch of committee people on there, you're going to have everybody trying to make a rule just for the person or the people they like. So I'm going to say it like I said. On the rule committee, it's only for the belt. Now, if you can go out there and grudge race what you want to and anything you want to do. That ain't got nothing to do with a grudge race. The rules committee is just for that belt, if you're trying to get the belt, if you're trying to get it or somebody else got it. Now, one thing you did said, he was right, though. You didn't get a chance to put your input on it and your lawyer to fight your case. But you're wrong, though. If you state your case and I hear you, I'm going to fight your case for you as one of the people on the committee, because if I'm on the committee, I need to be trustworthy and people must trust me. And I don't think nobody can really find out why I was too one-sided. Everybody got a little one-sided in them. I don't give a damn who you are. That's human nature. But like I said, anything you hear about a rule that I got anything to do with it, if you bring it up, you got a valid point. Even if you ain't got a valid point, I will put it up for a vote and put it up to the committee and fight just as strong as if you was fighting for yourself. And I'm just out here listening. BET, I'm still trying to doggone train to go. I'm trying to find a way to ease up there tomorrow to get somebody to ask. Now, if you get somebody on here and lock me in, I'll be done loaded up and head to Hollis Spring tomorrow morning.
Boy, I sure wish you could come. Boy, I sure wish you'd make it over here.
Well, let's talk about the rule. I want Mr. D to talk about that because Gunny Pick said some good stuff, and I want to get a clarification on that. And I don't think in no rule committee, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think in no rule committee we need a bunch of people because every section or every region is going to always try to just fight for just their region and not for the betterment of the whole thing. That's just my output on it, outlook on it.
Well, let me say this, brother. What you're saying is solely right. Everybody's definitely going to try to fight for their region. But what I said, and maybe I didn't get it clear this year, BBC, what I said was that every region needs to be represented. Now, was this represented by someone from the north or by the chairman of the board is represented? Everyone's side needs to be represented. And what we're going to do, we're going to lay down 15 rules, but we're going to walk away from the table with five. Those are going to be the five rules that we use.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you again is because you got to look at who putting the build up now, whether they like them or don't like them, and y'all
now,
already know everybody been fighting.
Dude, don't get me wrong, brother. When I said 15, I'm just throwing numbers out there. I'm not saying we're going to use 15. I'm just saying in general. We're going
to
put 15 out there.
To be small regions because basically the belts they got out there now, basically the belts out there now are Grudge Inc. belts, and Grudge Inc. go to all regions. So quite naturally, he got to be able to represent all regions. So with that being said, you know, whether you like Grudge Inc. or you don't like Grudge Inc., those are the belts they're arguing about. So right now, it's pretty good. Just like right now, if you got a problem or you got a rule you want to put out, which the only bad thing that they did, and I'm halfway at fault, but Jay Barnes was supposed to got his secretary and everything. They should have been published them rules, and everybody should have seen the rules. That way, when you got something you want to say, you can bring it up and say, hey, man, this rule here don't make no sense, so I want to challenge this, whatever. Then that need to be said. Now, if you did that and didn't get no results, then I'll be the first one to jump on the bandwagon and help you change all this shit.
But you know, let me add something to that.
Come on with it, bro.
I gotta agree with Dog. See, this is it right here. If it's my house, then you have to abide by the rules of my house. Now, when the House of Grudge Inc. was created, I was right there. I know personally the rules of Grudge Inc. Now, it has transformed since I was involved in death. If for those who don't know, I was actually the creator of Grudge Inc. And the rules that were established back then, they transformed and they morphed into something that wasn't in touch with my vision. So for those who are participating with Grudge Inc., then yes, you need to abide by those rules if you want that belt. Now, the flip side to that is everybody's hollering about, their rules. So I tell you what, there's never going to be proper representation in every area. And the reason why there's not going to be proper representation in every area is because we all know how these back phone calls go and how these back text messages go. This man doesn't like this. This man doesn't like that. A lot of people are scared. I mean, shook. They'll leave mud in their drawers if they ever think about pushing a one button or voicing their opinion. Either on the telephone, typing on the internet, they're just straight shook to offend somebody. You know, a lot of these so-called men don't know how to be men anymore. And I'm not saying that to attack anybody's character. It's just the fact that they're just scared.
Well, it's
so
just a fact. Bro, let me say this. Those are the men we don't want to represent us.
Absolutely.
Someone's calling my fault, man. See, those are the ones you don't want to represent you. When I say representation, I mean someone like myself, someone like a dog person, a BET, a gunner.
Mr. D, that's actually a great thing. That's actually a great thing. But you see, there's people that represent different things that their integrity comes into play. And
right.
That's
the main word right there. Highlight that word, Gunner. Integrity. That's the main ingredients to this whole thing is integrity.
See, you got a lot of guys in Grudge Race that don't have any integrity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you don't need for two or three.
You see, I'm going to say it like this. If my integrity can be brought, right, and I go along with something that's wrong because you're paying me to do it, then I need to be whooped all down in the dead of my ass with a wet rabbit.
Well, there's a lot of people that will be whipped.
You got
now,
that.
Let me say this. Let me say this because the thought, you know, I'm getting a little older and the thoughts don't stay around as long as they used to. Brother, let me say this. I heard this on the show the other day also, and I don't have any, I don't have anything to do with it because I'm not even in the field, but just an opinion. I heard them say that if you're not racing, you don't hold a belt for 45 days or that if you put up in 45 days or something like that.
No, the rule on that is if you go out there right now, you had a car, D, and you go out there and wreck your car, okay, when you wreck your car, we know, everybody know, the public know, everybody know that you didn't wreck your car. Okay, you got 45 days to get your car back running or you need to get it built up. Now, if you out there and just got your car and don't nobody never challenge you, you keep this under gone for damn it a damn year. Some people don't get challenged.
Okay, but now let me say this. Let me say this here now. And this is just an opinion, and this is just the opinion. I've seen the belt be held by Joe Frazier. I've seen it held by Cassius Clay before he became Muhammad Ali. And I've seen Mike Tyson. That was, I've seen a lot of heavyweight champions hold a belt.
Okay.
And I've seen them go into fights that was not championship fights.
Okay.
I heard a young man say, by the name of Pro Stock Joe, say that whenever you, if you hold a belt, whenever you go into a race, the belt should automatically be up. And that should automatically be a lie. That should automatically not be true.
That makes sense on paper. But what if I'm at the track? What if I'm at the doggone track and I'm racing my car and it ain't right and a joker come over there and challenge me and want to race me right then? Okay, I don't have to race him right then. I got 30 days to prepare to get ready for that guy. And if I want to go out there and race BET for $100, I ain't got to put my belt up to race BET for $100. Maybe me and him just got a personal, what you call him? So the champion has some kind of, the champion got some power on when and how he want to race. That's where that comes into play at.
Well, that's why I say I think it shouldn't be true. I don't think you should be forced to put your belt up every time
you go
to race.
Now, just go back. Okay. I told you, Gunner Picks, like he said, he's so long-winded, you might forget the good points if you can't follow him real good. He just said, if it's my shit and everything, you can't tell me what the hell to do with it.
Tony Bynes just broke his tie rod in, so the race is not
going to
happen.
Uncle Larry, Tony Bynes went in and loosened that tie rod in. He didn't want no part of that trouble. I didn't want to send him.
Dog, you off that one, dog. You off that one, dog.
Larry,
you
were doing a hell of a job.
Keep
it updated. I like
it. Hold on, let me show you. I'm just like my integrity. I'm finna show you something now. I'm wrong on this. If I'm wrong, I want y'all to not to mute my mic, but cut my phone off. I don't want y'all to mute my mic.
Hold on, bro. I'm gonna let you finish, though. Hold on a second. On the Bro D and Larry show, we will try to calm you down. We do not
before you
mute
Mike. Okay.
We
that's
cool.
That's what
Mike.
I do too, but you know.
Well,
I
we want you
me.
To do, we want you to respect your other drag races on these mics. And we want them to respect you, but we do not mute mics. Go ahead,
okay, but I'm telling this in because if I'm telling a lie, I want you to cut my phone off. I want anybody on this phone, when I get through making this point, if I'm wrong, I want somebody to tell me I'm lying before you cut my mic off. It's 10:42 down here. It might be 9:42 up there. The track been open since. The track been open since 4 o'clock. When anywhere in the world, you know Tony Bynes to go, and it took him that long to race somebody, listen, he was scared. I'm going on mute.
Yo, keep rolling, man.
Larry, what you think about that?
See, you're going to hit anybody on there. If I'm lying, y'all tell me if I'm lying now.
Let me ask you, why would he be scared of Danny? Danny just made his first pass last week. But
y'all got a damn good show going on and don't even know how good it is. Y'all just asked
me
while
let me answer that, though.
Ask me.
Because he saw that video of him gapping that goddamn car that beat him.
Be quiet. I'm finna answer, but you just asked the question just a while ago, D-Bot. Are these videos messing up with our good races?
That's what I was getting at, dog.
Well, yes and no. But Tony Bynes did see that goddamn video with goddamn and Dunyas from that damn Camaro.
Yeah, that's what it is, y'all.
I asked that question so I could lead into that, and I'm going to bring that right back.
Yeah.
It's because of videos that some of these races, and this is not throwing a stone at BET, because the races you can't get to, I think it's great that you can sit at home and at least see him.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna bring that point up. I was gonna say
it's gonna load up. Hey y'all, I wanna let y'all know. After that pass that was made him, I think I would have took my tie rod in a loose too. Boy, that song don't look like a space shuttle. I ain't never saw one before. It looked like one of them
that
came off on the Mars, boy.
Yeah, but like you said though, it's a two-edged sword. Now, see, since everybody now going to different part of the region, you know, like I said, the South used to stay in the South, the East used to stay in the East, and vice versa. But since everybody traveling now, the videos do help you to at least see a car. Yeah. Now, I don't know whether or not I'm on BET side
right.
Now. BET, you're messing up my money by showing the whole thing. I agree, they shouldn't show all that shit. Now, ain't nothing wrong with just showing a man maybe making a shakedown or something like that, but show a man in a good race and all that, taking it a little bit too far, and it hurts the videographers that are trying to do this and stuff for a little living, try to make them a couple extra dollars. So it's a two-edged sword.
Right. That's it, Doug. That's why I said this is not throwing a stone at BET. I'm just asking the question because it needs to be presented to the race fans.
Damn, do you think
posting these videos hurts racing? Now,
I got two guys from the South
that's saying Tony do not want to run this race. And the main reason he don't want to run this race is because he's seen Donnie blast off last week.
The only reason Tony got his ass up there, goddamn, he got a check to go up there, man. That man didn't go up there to race Donnie, man. That man went up there to get paid. That's what the fuck he did.
Well, I ain't gonna be as nasty as BET because BET is the nastiest joke around. He don't cut no cuddles, but if you can read between the lines, you ain't never in the history of Tony Bynes know him to be able to track this long and ain't race. I'm going on you.
But you know what?
That's out of character.
And just making a little wisecrack that I just made. All jokes aside, though, and on the real. It's a good thing that the tie rod did break. And the reason I say that is because it saved them a lot of money.
That report, gentlemen, that report is coming from the world's greatest co-host, Bro Larry himself. And if Bro Larry said it, I have to believe it.
If Uncle Larry said some slick shit like that, you know it's some slick shit going on.
Let me interject real quick.
Go ahead, Bergana. Go ahead.
No, just real quick. This is what we're going to do. Being that there's a lot of people that question the integrity of certain things, and this is that and the third. Now, I remember two people telling me the same thing about 3 years ago, and what they told me was, I'm glad that there's more videographers in the game, because what I'm going to do, better pick, is keep you honest. So what I'm going to do after this show, Uncle Larry, Mr. D, I need all my Clockwork brothers to give me a call, and Clockwork is going to establish a belt. You're going to establish a belt. If it's not a belt, it's going to be something. And we're going to lay down rules that's going to be international. And we're going to take it from everybody. And if your integrity has ever been called into question, you will not be on that committee. Because, Mr. D, we had a conversation yesterday. Conversation yesterday was, once you do bad things, and once you are known to do bad things, it is so much harder to pull yourself out that fire than do anything else. You're going to spend most of your working time trying to prove that you're not doing bad things. So if your integrity has been called into question in this grudge game, you will not be on that committee.
Anybody's integrity can be called, but has it been proven?
It does. Seriously, no disrespect to you, but I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my clock.
I'm just putting it out there for discussion. I didn't say you were talking to me. I'm just saying. Your integrity been called, mine has been called, anybody can be called, but it hasn't been proven.
A dog. This is it right here. You know, like I said, not being disrespectful, but that was something that I'm putting out there for my clock off, brother. And
I'm a clock
your
off brother, too.
Well, I'm glad you were. I didn't know you were, but I'm glad to hear it because I just felt otherwise.
That's what's wrong with the world today. Everybody try to put somebody in certain groups and everything. I'm a dog.
I thought you were a great kid, dog.
I'm glad all y'all thought that. Let me tell all the people on Clark's off. I ain't good. I ain't nice here. I ain't nice to myself. I am me. I am independent. I have no allowance. I am the only allowance I have is to do the right thing. That's what I do.
Hey, sweetheart, can I ask you a question? Do you ever do any modeling? Hold on for a second, y'all. I see a beautiful young lady right here.
This man is forgetting what he's doing, man. Now, you said I got to deal with those. You said I got to deal with those things myself.
You heard him. Hey, he's some kind of wild man. You heard him say he wasn't long-winded, but then every time he look around, he got that wind.
He forgot what his whole facade is changing.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to say hi to Janice. You know what I mean? Janicia is beautiful. I'm catching her. She got a nice look. I want y'all to say hi to Janicia. She might
is she your girlfriend?
No, she's
your
not
girlfriend?
My girlfriend, dog. No, she's not my girlfriend, dog. She's just a beautiful woman that's out here. Y'all say hi to her.
Well, we can't see her. Oh, we don't know. She might be beautiful. Hi. She might be ugly, though.
Hey, I'm making her feel shy. I'm making her feel shy right now. Hello?
We still here?
Yeah, you should hang up your phone.
Oh, man, listen, I'm going to call y'all back in a little while. Just give me a few minutes. I'm going to come back in a second.
You really shouldn't come back because, you know, that, like Dog say, that's what's wrong with us now. You're trying to take, you, Dog might be a clock. If you are, Dog, you're a clock. But I thought the show was good for everybody, you know, and everything. And I listen at you, D. But if people say, to Dog and Gunner Pig, they say you can, you built your car, you do what the fuck you want to do with it. But okay, you built your car, you go on the street and you run a red light, you're going to get a fucking ticket. You know, you got to have some type of rules and everything. Now, it might not, grudge racing might never come to be a sport that just all rules laid down. But it's going to have to be some type of fucking order in line. So you just can't use this a renegade all the time. Something got to have some type of, you know, some type of substance to it to halfway make it. Because this, right the way it's going now, it's just all over the fucking place. So I disagree with what Gunny said. And like you said, Dog, I hear what you said, 98%. I like the way you put that. Because the other 2%, where the fuck it go? You know, it ain't 100%. So I'm saying about that, just keep it on the topic, what you were saying earlier, D. I think something should be, it should be some type of regulated to the, all these different types of skills. Not that they're going to buy by or whatever, but I think it should still be put out there. It might not have to be on book, paper, or whatever, because if you cross the line, that's a foul. If you red light, that's a foul. Shall I put my money in my car? I red light if I want to. That's the way that shit sound to me. You know, so I don't like that. I put my money in my fucking car. Nobody been out telling me what the fuck to do. Well, if you feel that way, you shouldn't be out there racing in the first place, because you're a danger to yourself and the people that you racing against.
Man on my committee.
Let me say this, man.
You know, that's my point. That's my point.
You know, like I said, on here, no one of mics is muted, and I want everyone to voice their opinion on this show here. That's why I ask my clocks off, brother. As well as my Grudge Inc., brother, I said earlier in the beginning of the show, I want to incorporate Grudge Inc. in with Clark's Off. We're trying to enhance, not separate, because everyone, whether you belong to Clark's Off, whether you belong to Grudge Inc., or whether you're just independent, you have a voice in drag racing if you're racing. And if you're not racing, if you like racing, you still should have a voice in it because you have an opinion. And that's
well,
your
see, now,
opinion.
Right now, a lot of knowledge on this phone tonight. Just like now, let me say this right quick now. BET now, the only problem I got with BET, that me and BET talk about it, which ain't a problem, I tell BET, sometimes you have to present stuff a different way. BET got one speed. He go dead in your ass regardless. He got
right.
one way.
Right.
And that's the only thing me and BET really fight about. But BET got he pretty straight. Now, D, since I met you, you've been damn straight. And Fanny, ever since I met him, he's been straight, whether he like it or not. Me and him done talk off air and on air. And we didn't talk about a lot of stuff, and that's what we really need. We need the integrity in the game, like this. You need people that's got a voice that people recognize their voice and stand up and say this shit to everybody to let everybody know, hey man, they gonna say, oh, I thought you was Grudge Inc. I thought you was Clark Law. I thought you was House of Hook. hey, man, I'm for right. If everybody for right, you can be whatever organization you want to associate with, but as long as you for right, everything will come out better. If you don't believe it, try it, John.
That's true. We can't come together if I'm clocked, and I'm not neither one, but I like going to all the different shows and listening to everybody. And what brought me to you and Uncle Larry's show is just like a dog. He don't hang nobody up. We all talk and everything. I've been on shows where you get hung up on and you can't say this. And I like y'all's show because when I first met you, I told you I'm from the South. And I hear negative things everywhere, but we all get to voice our opinion. That man up north got the right to say fuck the South, and that man down south got the right to say fuck the North. But when you got these shows and everything, and we supposed to all come together, you can't say fuck you, this is just for us. You got to hold that until you go to your meeting and do it the way you want to do it. But when you broadcast that out like that, that's saying, like, fuck everybody, it's just for us, this is just for us. And it's just for us, that's fine, but let me know. And then I'll say, okay, I won't participate because it's just for them. I won't go nowhere that I'm not welcome. But when you broadcast, fuck this, it's just for us, that's going to put a bad taste in your mouth. And, you know, but like I say, what me and you talked about for a topic, everything, we know I can't tell you what to do with your car. I can't make you do nothing with your car. It ain't me and you, me and you never did say make or tell you what to fucking do with your car. We said, we were just giving a suggestion. We were just making up. If you didn't like what I said, true enough, I'm not right all the time, and I'm not going to be right, and I don't know what man that is. So I just gave my opinion.
My Bible
my
Bible tell me nothing perfect but the Father. I don't think neither one of us is Father, so we know we're not perfect. But not to change what you're saying there, fam, but I'm going to show you something that what Dog was just saying a few minutes ago. I sent Dog a text here, I believe, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
May have been last week. You know, I'm getting a little older. I texted Dog because it was talking about the racing, the quality of racing, the amount of racing, and who should be, and who shouldn't have been, and who should be Grudge Race of the Year. I sent Dog a text, and I stayed in the text. I sent it on my phone today, and I'm sure Dog had read it. It said, if that be the case, Cole Killer should have been the winner last year. Dog never said nothing on the air about that text. And the reason that I think he never said nothing about it, because it was the wrong time to say something.
You're damn sure right now. God damn it, you're right. That's exactly why I didn't.
Yeah, you know
I got
it. It was either last week or week before last one. I know it came up, and I texted him there.
I still got it in my phone, too. I still got it. That's one thing about it. It was going to come back up, but it wasn't the right time to talk about it. Then
it
you got to know.
Right time.
Is VT still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
VT, yeah, you see that, okay. When I ask for BET on the phone, I don't want to say nothing about BET and somebody go back and say, dog, what are they talking about you? That's what me and BET fight. Just like y'all just said now, he getting better because, you know, we all learn from our mistakes. And I told BET, we got to fight about, you know, about hanging up on people or mute people, Mike, because they don't like what they're saying. Now, the only way I will do it is if we having a conversation like we're doing now and somebody keep on and won't let us talk. Now, I'll mute your phone in so we can go and get the point out. See, BET, learning. And I'm going to say that. I'm saying BET because me and BET fight too, though. But we all can learn. Believe it or not, when y'all get on my ass about some shit, I might tell you to kiss my ass right then, but I bet y'all won't do the same shit again.
Right. See what we do here.
And right now, is Kevin doing that?
He's helping. I had a mother guy running, but Kevin's helping.
I just want to say that y'all, Kevin do a good job of publicizing all this shit and keeping shit pretty straight, though. That Kevin does a good job. A lot of people don't understand the people behind the scenes with these damn shows. And you can ask, when I told BET when he first got here, I said, man, this is a damn job, man. So if you got any help, man, always thank your help, because these shows ain't easy for people to think they is just to jump on here and do this shit.
You know what, Dog? While you're saying that, Dog, I want to let everybody know that Gunna Picks has a show coming out August 12th. From 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Kevin don't run the board per se for just no one in particular, but if he see a guy and help, he just jump on and help him. He help anybody. And he's another guy I met last week up at the Tony Show, a real nice guy. His old lady whooped his ass and sprung his knee there. He wanted to tell me he did in the truck, but he whooped his ass.
Yeah, D, let Gunna Pig say what he was going to say. I think you cut Gunna Pig off.
Is Gunner back in?
Yeah, I'm back in, D.
Come on in. That's what you were saying there.
Right, just real quick, I have a show starting. I have a radio show starting August 12th. It will be every Tuesday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. It will not be a marathon show. It's going to start off as a slow burn, but as we go on, it's going to be hot, and that's guaranteed.
Well, why the hell you had to put it on Tuesday, dickhead?
Dog, what's on Tuesday?
Don't worry about it. If you don't know, don't worry about it.
What's on Tuesday, dog?
Nothing.
Well, dog, it got to be something because you brought it up. And then you called me a whole
His show come on Tuesday. His show come on Tuesday, Gunny P.
Leave alone. If you don't know, leave him alone, BT. Leave him alone.
Well, I really don't. I'm going to tell you all the truth. You know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of, this show come on, that show come on, this is that and third. Actually, between the so many shows filling up on the clocks off and the Motor City Mafia numbers, that's one of the only days that was available to me, especially so far as me being able to do anything. If it's not a Tuesday, me, myself, personally, I can't do it. So, dog, not to hurt you or to...
Oh, you can't hurt me. You can't hurt me. I'm just saying it. I'm just, you know, anytime somebody step on your toe, you always say you got to move your toe or holler or something, you know.
Well, you know, I hear you, but, you know, dog, I understand that you're invincible. I know your arm is motherfucking tough, and you're right. There's nothing I can do to hurt you because you're firmly cemented in this game. So, you know, all I'm trying to do is just make it do what I do on my side. That's all, sir. I hope you have a good show from time to time. I will talk about your show. I do listen from time to time. If I hear something, I will go back and I will download some things.
Oh, hey, don't be dead. Like I said, to be honest with y'all, I'm going to be dead honest with you. It is too many shows. It's too many shows. We need to get together like we're talking about too many races. We need to get a calendar together on some of these shows and see. So, because sometimes, you're like right now, see now, if Kevin hadn't sent me out this text, if he hadn't sent me out this text, I'd have just forgot to get on the show tonight. I had so much on my mind, but it is what it is.
You know, once again, like I said, I do download links. You know, somebody tell me about a show, something that they might feel that I think is interesting. And I really didn't know what the show was. I don't keep up with shows, too, so. And you're right, there is a lot of shows. So, you know, the only thing we can do is, as Jay Barnes said, it's like McDonald's and Burger King. You know what I mean? None of them is going out of business. You know, you just got to make your product, try to be as strong as you can make your product if you want to survive. If my product is weak, then I'm pretty sure my class all people will let me know, and I'll be time to kill myself. But I ain't got no intention on going nowhere, so you can definitely gonna be working hard as hell to make my shit right.
Hey, Mr. D, is this the first time you are MC this show?